Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful night. We praise you, Lord. Glory to God. This is going to be an awesome, awesome night. We thank you for it, Father. I'm here with all my brothers and sisters, and Lord, I love it. And I love you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight you're going to guide us and lead us into these things that you want us to talk about. And we thank you, Lord, that revelations are going to come forth from your people, from your body. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us dominion over the whole earth. And we thank you for that, Father. We take that authority that you've given us over all. You said all the power of the enemy. And Father, we always enjoy booting the enemy out in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, that tonight is not going to be any different. We have an open heaven, and we trust that you will always, Lord, always back up what your word says when we declare these promises. And we praise you for it, Father. And we know, Lord, that you utilize every one of us to battle the enemy and to exhort the brothers and sisters. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do tonight. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Andrew has. Go ahead, Andrew. Hi, Claire.
I don't know how to make this request. I think there might be something wrong with me. I just want to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. If
there's
something wrong with me, I want the Lord to
raise your arms. You're going to fill us all up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard his request. We all request this, and we thank you, Father, for a complete new infilling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, stir up the Spirit that's in us, Lord, and fill us up with you. We praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Glory. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Lord, we thank you for filling Andrew completely, so much so that there ain't nothing left but you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Jesus' name. And I declare it for everybody in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Amen,
Lord.
Brother.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right, so I got my camera on and you can hear me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for blessing that ice cream sandwich that just went down Benjamin. In Jesus' name. Lord, we're looking for multiplication here. Amen. All right, anybody else got a prayer request? You're failed, Andrew. There's no more emptiness there, brother. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, my dad went to the dentist today and got his teeth pulled. And he's going to get some more pulled. I don't know when yet, but he's got more of them to get pulled.
Okay, Lord, we just thank you for taking the pain away. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that he's not going to feel the pain as he has before. It's just going to be an easy time with him. We praise you for it, Father, that your angels are sitting right there to help him out, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Frank, you be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Geneva.
Hey everybody. I just want to praise the Lord just because I just want to praise him. And just thanking him again for such a sweet little girl. And she's just so blessed by the Lord. Like, she really has been sleeping amazing for a newborn. She's been feeding amazing. Like, it's just all the Lord, you know, and it's crazy the power of the tongue. Like, me and Morgan have been speaking that the whole 9 months that she would do that, and here she is out of the womb and doing exactly what we commanded in Jesus' name. And well, now she's starting to cry. All right, hey, you be happy in Jesus' name. Anyways, but she's got the joy of the Lord. But I was gonna say, if you all could pray for my right thigh. It is it went numb. I don't know if I pinched a nerve or whatever, but it's been like 10 or so days and it's just like completely numb. And I don't know what's going on there, but I'm just claiming healing and thanking the Lord that my feeling is going to come back in Jesus' name, and that nerve is corrected in Jesus' name. So, Michael, if you'd say a prayer, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. In the name of Jesus right now, is that your right thigh, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. This is an enemy to Geneva. In the name of Jesus, I command you by the blood of Jesus to go from her. Now, pain, discomfort, no feeling, leave her fire right now in Jesus' name, and don't go nowhere else but out in Jesus' name. And I don't mean maybe. You get gone right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that her thigh is completely healed. It's normal. And she has feeling in it. And everything is normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for her complete healing. She is whole by the stripes of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. It's done. Ooh, my, 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 my.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Sam. Samuel, go ahead, brother. No, Tiana, or whoever.
Hi. We've got some praise reports. Awesome. The other day, the Lord blessed us with over 8 bags of full groceries. We didn't pray for it or anything, but it's such a blessing. So we've got enough food for a very long time now, praise God.
Amen. And
also, we asked a couple brothers and sisters to pray for our cabin to get sold the other day. And then literally the next day, we got an offer. And so it's sold out.
thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, was there any ice cream sandwiches in that food bag?
No.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's going to come in handy in the days ahead. We just pray multiplications on all of our food when it's needed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Micah, you be good, girl. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And David, too. David, you be good, boy. You be a good boy, too. He is. He's a blessing. All right. Who's next? Well, there's the boys and girls. Hey, girls and boys. How y'all is? Yeah. Daniel, Mika, and the other one. I forgot.
Tabitha.
I'm sorry. Tabitha, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm sorry, Tabitha. I won't do it again. No, she's not. Okay, who's next? Micah. Oh, who? Tabitha? Oh, yeah, that's Tabitha. See there, I know it. Now you're working on my brain now, aren't you, Gray? Making a stronghold there. Yeah, Claire, go ahead. I'm sorry, Missy, I'll get you in a minute.
Will you all agree with me that whatever this is that's trying to come on me all the time needs to go, because I'm healed and delivered and set free, and there's no curse that comes nigh our tent, because as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And only with our eyes will we see the destruction of the wicked, and no evil will befall me. And I am in the cleft of the rock, and I abide under the shadow of his wings, and there is nothing that can hinder me from obtaining those promises that he has set before. In fact, I've already obtained them by the blood of Jesus that cleanses me and washes me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We believe it, Claire. Everything she prayed is even right now come to pass in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given every one of us. Her household is cleansed in Jesus' name. Nothing can penetrate it through the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Yep. Amen. Get out of their house in Jesus' name. And everybody else's house, too. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Julie, your house, my house, everybody's house. In Jesus' name. Okay, Missy.
Well, I have a prayer request and a praise report. First of all, Brooke had ultrasound today, and they say she's only 8 weeks rather than 10 weeks. I don't know how they figure that, but they have to do another ultrasound because they thought she was further along on the 31st. And she said that everything looks good. There's good heartbeat with the baby and everything, and praise the Lord. And she said, there's only one in there. I said, well, he could be hiding. Anyway. Kurt had a headache and we couldn't do a video call because he wasn't feeling good. So I just ask y'all to agree with me that he's all better in Jesus' name, and all that pain's gone, and he's delivered from this pain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing that baby and mama too.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, and another one. I believe it was Saturday. I had y'all pray with me about my knee. The enemy just putting pain on this knee, and I'm like, no, I'm healed. I have a healthy knee, and it's been feeling better, slowly feeling better. And this morning, you know. Faith without works is dead. So I bent my knee the whole way, like it should be able to be bent. And then the enemy called my bluff, tried to call my bluff. Mm-hmm. Now my knee really hurts. And I just don't receive it. It's nothing but a lie. I had Merle agree with me earlier, but he doesn't quite understand the whole thing or whatever, but just want you all to agree with me. It does feel a little better. This pain must go. My knee is healed. I have a healthy knee, and I just don't receive any of these lying spirits on my knee. I'm healed. So I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that I'm not under the curse, and blood of Jesus upon me, and just like the blood of Jesus on Claire and all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. By your stripes, we are all healed. We are all healthy. We have the health of Jesus, because he came a curse for us and bore the pain. It's no longer ours. And just thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, Lord. And most of all, washing away our sin. And we just ask you to manifest yourself in us more and more every day, quickly, Lord. Do a quick work in us, Lord, and may we just be obedient to you and increase our faith more and more every day, Lord, because without faith we can't even obey. And just thank you, Lord, for a greater boldness and greater gift of faith, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. She is healed in Jesus' name, no more. No more.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a happening in the air. Do y'all feel a happening in the air? Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, Marilyn.
This more of a praise report. You know, like a lot of people, we've been going through some trials. And my beloved, you know, had not been feeling well. And then we had a big plumbing adventure with a stopped up sink in the kitchen here a day or two ago when he wasn't feeling well. But, you know, he had all the right tools, and my son-in-law came and helped him, and they were able to get that all taken care of. So we'd been going through this stuff. And then yesterday morning when I woke up, boy, I just heard in my spirit the Lord speaking, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so, man, I just, the Lord's really been dealing with me the last few days. He had spoken to me and said, see yourself as restored. See yourself as healed. And I confess that stuff all the time, but I've really been imagining it. I've really been thinking about it and seeing myself as fully restored and healed. And so anyway, I just began to confess all the promises, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I was like, well, okay, I have the mind of Christ. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus has redeemed me from all the power and the curse of sin and death. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me, and just on and on. And, you know, it just filled me with a lot of joy. It really helped build up my faith just first thing in the morning, as soon as I woke up. And so, and then last night I was listening to the most recent YouTube, UBM YouTube, but I fell asleep. But when I woke up, it had gone on to the next, it was on autoplay, it had gone on to the next message. And there was Brother David's voice speaking, and as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so I just felt like it was a real confirmation of something that the Lord wanted me to really, and you know, not just for me, anybody else, that this would bless. I'm just realizing more and more to police my thoughts and to just quickly cast down, you know, self will just try to get you into a conversation any way self can. And just quickly recognizing the voice of self or the enemy coming against you and just casting it down. And so anyway, I want to praise the Lord for that. And then also today we got to see an awesome rainbow. And where we live, sometimes we can go for months without any rain. And even when it does rain, a lot of times it's really gloomy and the conditions are just not right to see a rainbow. And it had been raining this morning and I walked outside and there was a beautiful rainbow up to the north. And this was really nice, as you could actually see where it started. And where it started was real intense. And it was just beyond, you know, our property. It was so close. I could not even believe it. So I want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for encouraging us. And I pray, Father, I just pray encouragement on the people here. Father, this is our family. And we like that old song says, we're so glad to be a part of the family of God. And Father, I just see the cords of love drawing this this fellowship together, that we bear one another's burdens in love and thus fulfill the law of Christ Jesus. And Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for what you're doing for each and every one of us individually, but as you do it individually, it's bringing us together corporately. And to just see and value and love the Spirit of Christ and the gifts that you have disseminated, distributed amongst this body. Everybody is so different, but everybody is so necessary. And Father, I want to thank you, and I pray blessings on everyone. And I love you all, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Marilyn's healed completely. Every part of her is healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Claire.
Well, I wasn't sure if I should share this, but then as Marilyn was speaking and she spoke about the rainbow, I feel convicted to share this little dream. I dreamt that I was on the Zoom meeting. And I think my name means brilliance. So I think I represent the bride. I don't really think it. I know in this dream I represent the bride. And Michael was the only other person on the screen. Michael's name means who is like God. So in this dream, I would imagine that he represents our loving Father. And all Michael was doing was chucking leaves out at me, green leaves. And he was saying, healing is coming, healing is coming. And then he reached out of the screen to where I couldn't see. And he brought all these little bits of rainbow. And he started chucking the rainbow out to us. And then other people appeared. I didn't see the others, but I imagine it's the growth of the body. And it was, some people got the whole rainbow in a mini, and then other people got just a specific color of that rainbow. So they might have gotten red or yellow or orange or whatever. So that was the dream. And then the Lord reminded me of David's teachings of the leaves for healing of the nations. So I'll put it in the chat. And if you haven't had a look at it or read it or listened to it, it's there. And I hope that blesses everyone, that, you know, that's our Father. That's his abundance love for us. That he will just give us healing, and he will just give us those promises. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. There's your rainbow. Get it. Amen. That's a good dream. And listen, it's already here. It's already here. I saw a man yesterday while I was walking. And he was walking. He had a kind of a slight limp to it. And I stopped. He's an older gentleman. And I stopped him and I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "Yeah." I related this last night in the meeting, but I think y'all could hear it too. He told me that he had wrenched his knee 50 years ago. And I said, "You've been dealing with this whole time?" "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I said, "Well, God's fixing to take it away from you." And I prayed for it, and God did. And this guy he couldn't wait to get away from it so he could try it out. That's what happened. And he tried it out. And I saw him. It was in a place where the path comes around, makes a circle. One goes back up the hill and one just goes straight. And I was going back up the hill and I was watching him on the way. And he was walking and he was grinning from ear to ear. This guy had to be up in his 80s. So praise God for this guy. His name was Jerry. Lord, I thank you for Jerry. I thank you, Lord, that you did a mighty miracle for Jerry. And Lord, I thank you that he's going to praise you forever for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And that wasn't me. It was God. I didn't have nothing to do. Okay, William, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was just thinking of what, that sister was sharing about feeling down and then having to really guard her thoughts and really keep a police on that. Because, you know, it was like today, you know, there was some things going on, but, you know, I prayed through it. And you know, there's a difference we know between the carnal mind, which is enmity against God, in the mind of the Spirit, the mind of Christ. That's why we must, or I must, I know that, but, you know, we must, I just adore, we got to stay in that word. Because, see, I noticed through that process that when them thoughts were coming, the old thoughts of the carnal mind, it brings up certain emotions. And then I heard David today talking about how, you know, about the beast, you know, which represents the flesh, then goes into the multiplication. You know, that we've been given authority over that beast. And but that beast will overtake us if we do not use that authority. Then we will be taken captive. And, but yeah, the thoughts come with that when that carnal mind tries to come in like a flood. And then the Lord begins to show me, and I begin to declare it, and then come into the meeting. And then he just gave me that clarity, bam. We just got to continue to praise and thank him and renew our minds and declare the word. To where we become so consumed with the mind of Christ, it's beautiful.
Amen. Thank you, William. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Yeah, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Hey. Can y'all hear me? I got this on my phone. I'm having computer issues.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I was going to ask for prayer. I need to do a really much better job at sending my dreams. I don't really edit them. I don't take my time. And it's an all me thing. And I already know it. And so I was thinking, you know, but when I do that, what ends up happening is, I'm delaying the work and the word from getting out there. And I don't want to be that guy. And I don't want to be, you know, I want my eye to be single, you know, in that regard too. And so if y'all just pray for me, cause I got the PDF, I know what to do. I just need to make sure that I do these things and I'm already believing it, but you know, I figure get a little bit more agreement here. That'd be great. But yeah, I'd appreciate it because I know that's the right way to go about it. And I really don't want to delay the body. And I know that I have. So yeah, if you just pray for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Go ahead, Claire.
I can pray for my brother.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Lord, thank you for lavishing us with your gifts. Thank you for making us the body you want us to be, Lord. Thank you for giving Isaac this gift of dreams. Father, I pray a spirit of peace over his heart. I rebuke all works from the enemy that are trying to rush him and trying to cause him to be sloppy. Daniel and Joseph were in charge of much. They were very particular. They had much that they were responsible for, and they too were dreamers. And Father, I pray that same attentiveness and peace and understanding of authority comes over my brother and all the dreamers, Lord. And everyone who's got a gift that needs to be utilized for the body. I pray that there is a restraint, that there is a urgency to be obedient and to serve you, Father. I also pray that there is peace. And we know that there is nothing that is late in your kingdom, Lord. Everything is right on time because you are sovereign in all things. And with our giftings and with our obedience that you give us the ability to be those things by the blood of Jesus. We are not going to mess up. Father, I pray that you would give my brother a photographic memory of what is required for formatting and editing, that it becomes part of his natural thoughts, that it's not something that he has to learn, but it is something that he has already learned and assimilated and is walking in that freedom of knowing the thing, so that he can type up easily. I pray for nimble fingers, correct spelling. I pray for the correct paragraph spacing, the correct font. Father, I pray for quick, easy sentences that can be read by David Eales easily. I pray for the process of self-editing to be overtaken by the Holy Spirit, and for the Holy Spirit to guide us in every single thing that we need to get on that page. And whatever doesn't need to get on there doesn't even make it on the first draft. Father, I pray for an extreme efficiency to come over every member of the body in their giftings. When we speak healing, it is one word and it is done. When we have a dream, it is an easy to type up dream and it gets done. When it's a prophecy from the Lord, it's easy to speak those words and not get sidetracked by the thought of the self mind.
Amen.
If it's faith, then I pray, Father, that that faith is expedient and efficient. Lord, we serve you only, and we serve you to glorify you and to bring your kingdom down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I hook my faith up with Claire, and I declare it so for all the dreamers in Jesus' name. It makes it so much easier for David and Eve to go through those things and determine when you do it like Claire's talking about. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Carol. I thought you had your hand up a while ago.
A while ago, yeah. I'm actually in two meetings, which I apologize, but can you hear me okay, first of all? Remember on Saturday, the sound wasn't so good? So it's good. Okay, so there's two things. One, after our meeting on Saturday, remember I had met with Jenny and Alan during the day, that spontaneous meeting, to continue to pray for them. Well, when I went to bed on Saturday night, my left thigh was attacked. I'm not even kidding. I just pulled the blanket and I had like instant rash on my leg, but they were like little bites. And I went, I think this is just an attack from the enemy. I'm just going to have to tell all of you little critters to leave this place, all pestilence. I bound them up, gagged them, cut their little teeny heads off and kicked them out. And then, of course, I put some tea tree oil and lavender oil in my bed and I just prayed and I went to sleep. And then the next day I washed everything in my bed. But, you know, I was trying to think, there's no way I got any kind of bugs in my house. Nobody comes here. I don't go anywhere. And then I felt like it was probably an attack because I was at Alan and Jenny's house that day, but I was right by the door. Okay. So I cleaned up my whole entire bed. I took the whole day to wash pillows, blankets, everything. And then I sprayed my mattress with all the lavender. And then I went to bed again and the second thigh gets attacked and I have like instantly bites all over my thigh. And then I said, no, you are not coming after me. And I guess the point of the story is that they didn't come back after that. I did spray everything again, but mostly I took authority and kick out those little critters. And I told them they don't have the right to stay here. And I'm going to keep pleading the blood of Jesus. And I'll keep chopping your teeny little tiny heads until you get the heck out of my house. And so they left. My house is clean. My thighs are healing, but they were tiny little bites that were really kicking onto my thighs. And so I just wanted to just tell you guys, normally I would have like panicked, bugs in my house, I would have had fear, I would have wanted to run to the hospital. Anyway, Jesus is my doctor, and you know, I just chased them out of the house. So that's number one. And if you guys feel like there's something you should pray, go for it, but I think it's covered. But I share it with the body of Christ because it's a victory for all of us to keep our mindset on the Lord and not on the distraction the enemy tries to throw at us. And the second thing, which is what I'm part of right now, and I'll have to go back and listen, but I have you guys open. I'm half in, half out, because my company, anyway, this is the union meeting right now, and it looks like we might be going on strike because our employer, who has been doing really well because of us, I guess, the workers, has not given us a decent raise. And with the inflation and everything, so our syndicate is fighting with our employers. And right now, I think we're in a process of deciding whether we're going on a strike. So I do have to attend this meeting. So that's my story. I love you guys. I bless you. I'm more drawn to being with you guys, of course. And I will check in back and forth. But that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. And Jesus is Lord. And he's awesome. And you guys are fantastic. And bless you all. And I am not, I'm not, I have no energy at all. Just kidding.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Well, this is a, I logged on late. Were you asking for prayer? Is this all ask prayer requests right now, Michael? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I went on a retreat this weekend and, okay, great. I went on a retreat this weekend and these Christians, in a nutshell, a few of them and the lady that owned the beautiful retreat center, were mixing in New Age stuff. They were doing tapping. They were talking about it. Thank God it wasn't a feature at the retreat, but it was definitely being discussed and like not censored by anybody. Like, this is not okay. So it was being accepted, and they were doing tapping. Is like you tap. I don't know exactly the background, but it's like body. They call it body work and energy work. And so they were saying things like, you know, ask the Holy Spirit if this food is good for you, and you lean forward, that's a yes. And so they were putting Christian words on it. The two women were precious believers, but they're deceived. And I got a little confused because they are so precious, you know, and I respect them. I'm just getting to know both of them. And so I got a little confused, which is of the devil. And I said, Lord, you said, if anyone lacks wisdom, you got to speak to me. What's going on here? Is this, you know, could that be okay? And it was so funny because that night I went to the ministry, the front in Bradenton, Florida. And the first person that walks in is a woman. She says, I've come here. I heard there's, you know, great worship and deliverance here. And I've come out of the New Age and I want to make sure I don't have anything still on me. I said, really? That's really interesting. And I ran it by her. She said, totally Luciferian. And that's how I got deceived and pulled deep into the New Age. I started with things like energy work. Probably most of you don't even know what I'm talking about, but I think I was wanting more support to hear from you that, no, that's not okay, no matter how precious these people are. And I need to know how to deal with talking to the leadership at the place that I think is not seen. I love the leadership. They're very godly people. They're not religious. They totally understand the gospel. They don't seem to have great discernment, though, in my view. That's just what I've observed. They're shepherds. They lay down their lives for the flock. They really are, but their discernment is not the greatest. So I just wanted to ask for your help for prayer, because I know that it's a war. We're in a war. And any thoughts on that, if any of you do know about that stuff, to further I'm very distressed about it.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it. I do know that there's a lot of New Age stuff that tries to mix in Christianity with it. And we come against that in this place in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for exposing this through dreams and visions that the ministry would understand that they can't have this in this place, this retreat. And we bind up the works of the enemy in that place in Jesus' name, and we cast you out of there right now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for exposing the witchcraft that's going on in Jesus' name. And that's what it is. It's witchcraft. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody,
I got two things, sister. One is that Satan can appear as an angel of light. He can appear very loving and kind and sweet. And two, that a little loving leaven it the whole lump.
Yep. Okay. All right, Phil.
I had a praise report to share. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
For the Tennessee road trip, we rented two kids' DVDs here at the public library in Sedalia. And we had some van issues after we had come back from Tennessee to just get worked on. And the DVDs were in the van. And anyway, it ended up we were a day late getting the DVDs turned in. And of course, I went to go turn them in. And I turned them into the wrong library because I didn't know which one I needed to go to, right? I found a Dropbox and stuck them in there. A week later, we get a call. Hey, where are the DVDs? And Lana's like, babe, you know, which one did you turn them in? And I said, yep. So I ran over there and it would have been like $6 of late charges because it's like $1 a day per DVD. And it's, you know, it's $12, but Lana was like, in the name of Jesus, we're not going to have any bills or any late fees for this mistake. And I went over there, I got the DVDs from the other library, went to the other library, told them what happened. And they're like, okay, we're going to forgive it. And it's a small thing, but praise the Lord for answered prayer and just faith in the moment.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Lana.
Hey, I also wanted to share a quick testimony. Theo had been missing his wedding band because he takes it off when he goes to work out for quite some time now. I think it's been weeks, if not a couple of months. And a couple nights ago, I had taken my wedding band set off and the boys dropped it in between my furniture. So I figured I'd find it and I'd go looking for it and I can't find it. So the next day, I was just, thank you, Lord, I'm going to find these things. And on top of that, I'm going to find my husband's wedding band as well, since I'm already digging around under the furniture and vacuuming. And praise the Lord, I did find both rings in the carpet far underneath the bed. And I figured, you know what, there's a good chance the same thing happened to my husband's wedding band. So I'm going to go to the other side of the bed and check that out. And it took a little reaching around into the dark corners and there it was. So praise the Lord. He's mentioned it a few times. And in my mind, I was like, it's just a matter of taking a look and praise the Lord. We're going to find it. There's no way it's gone outside the home. And our rings are back in place. So I'll praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, Tracy, how you doing, girl?
All right. Well, praise the Lord. I got a praise report too. I'm doing awesome. Jesus and I are doing just fine. my taxes, it's a long story, but my taxes were getting held basically because my husband has overdue college loans. It's a mess. It's money that he doesn't owe, but you know, the government. So my taxes have been getting held since 2018, and we usually get about $4,000 or $5,000 back, you know. And so I'm waiting to get my taxes back. And then finally, you know, in 2019, early 2019, I got just a letter saying, we're taking them. So anyways, we filled out paperwork and whatnot, and we still have not gotten them back. And I've been praying and asking the Lord and, you know, to release those taxes. Well, he finally released them, and right on time, I literally had like zero in the bank, and all of a sudden, there they were. I walked in my house. Actually, it's a funny testimony. The night before, I had a bill like a $400 tax bill. I took that paper bill and I put it on my stove and I said, Lord, you're going to have to pay this. So, and then I went off to work and I came home and there was the check that had come in the mail for my taxes. I said, well, thank you, Lord. He didn't only pay it. He released those taxes. So glory to God. I just want to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. He's always on time. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, abundantly above anything we could say or ask. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my, 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 my. All right, Davis.
Yeah, I was thinking about what Michelle was saying, Michelle Rogers, about that interesting experience she had with witchcraft. I'm going to ask you, Michelle, do you think you would feel comfortable with writing the leadership a letter and letting them know what you experienced and what you saw and then let them determine if they're going to do something about it? And if they don't do anything about the witchcraft happening in that environment, I would suggest you don't go back.
Thank you. One of the leaders was there and witnessed and heard what I heard.
Well, I think a letter would be the talk, to bring this out to their elders. You should bring this up to their elders. They're elders.
Okay.
And they need to address this, or if they don't, you have to separate from that fellowship.
Okay.
That's William said it really good. You know, if you stick around with that, it's going to get on you.
And just to be clear, because I want to take your counsel, to be clear, the leader of my fellowship where we meet here, went to the retreat center that was actually, it was a retreat run by somebody else, but she was invited to come. But they were thinking the retreat center was the new age thing. And the leader, they really made a connection. Okay. In terms of one of her, you know, there's good mixing with bad. And the lady had this good treatment for parents and helping parenting skills and stuff like that. So it's not being done. Does that make sense? Was that part clear? But they were developing a relationship with this retreat center. And so you're saying if they continue in that relationship and don't recognize it as a problem, then I should go. Is that right?
You have to, because you're not supposed to be part of any kind of witchcraft, any kind of demonic activity. You got to separate from that stuff.
Okay.
Right? That's you're dealing with your soul. Yeah, and you're dealing
absolutely
with your beliefs, your faith. And plus, if you hang around that stuff, you can get those demons on you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take this serious. That's all. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people call themselves Christian, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And a Christian is a pretty broad term, so we prefer, not that we're anything mighty and different here, not that I'm even saying we, trying to make myself something, but the UVM fellowship has a belief that you should be a follower and a believer of Jesus Christ. And the idea of Christian was a term given to their first Christians. And there's nothing wrong with that term, but you can see right now people coming together thinking it's Christ and there's something that's not Christ there.
Right.
And that can be problematic for people don't know any different. So, okay.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Anna's got a question there. She said, did you say that the elder was a lady?
The elder, well, she helps run, her and her husband run this ministry where I go. Yeah, which is mainly, it's not a church per say it's a it's an outreach. They have people from different churches come, and they're very outreach focused and that type of thing. Okay. Not a church person.
Okay. Okay, no, Judy, go ahead.
That when you were talking about that, Michelle, that was coming to my mind is I was just in my spirit, I was just sensing whether or not this was a woman-run facility, if it was a woman's retreat kind of thing. And I put a link in the chat. That's one of four different teachings that is on the YouTube channel about women, word, and authority. But that's just one of them. That was, you know, it's just one of the four that's available to listen to.
Yeah, that's a good teaching.
Yeah, so praise the Lord. God bless you.
Matter of fact, we're going to have that teaching probably next here locally. After we get through with this big book we've been in for a year and a half. It hadn't been that long. I think we got into it in January. Yeah, Missy.
Word Women Authority, was that wasn't made a book, was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
It actually published.
It's a number one. It's a number one bestseller.
It's only in PDF. Okay.
Right now it is, but they're going. She's going to publish it.
Okay. Cool.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Some night we'll. We'll have a teaching on that or a discussion on it. That's what we'll have. But that's what I like to do here in this outreach, is to have a discussion on stuff, to let y'all come out with your revelations on this stuff. Okay, anybody else got a prayer request? Greg, you ain't right, boy. Help us, Jesus. All right. Isaac, where is Isaac? There you are. Isaac, did you want to relate this 1 Corinthians verse that we sent out for everybody to take a look at and meditate on?
Tell us a little bit about it. Michael, should I kind of go into how it happened or just?
Well, sure. Just, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So
whatever you'd glad to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for leading me. I'll just share briefly what happened, and I'm really interested to hear what you guys have to say. because, you know, I need to increase my knowledge myself. In this regard, so I'm really looking forward to what y'all have to say. Anyways, basically that pastor I was meeting up with, we prayed about meeting up with him one time. Remember Dave, we prayed that he'd be Holy Spirit filled or whatever. I can't remember exactly what we said, but we're hoping to find some common ground here. Anyways, so I know after a brother, after a first, second admonition refused. You know what I mean? So I talked with him once. This is my second time, right? And we talked, and I'm going to be honest with you. I really felt like the Lord and the Holy Spirit put in my heart. I usually kind of patient and just deal with it, and I don't have to win an argument, or I don't have to always put my thoughts out there. You know what I mean? I do at times, but, you know, usually I don't, especially with new people. But this time I really felt led to be like, nope, Isaac, you need to put it out there exactly how it is, because he's denying the powers. And, you know, we get to talking, and he's a nice guy. We get along just fine. And long story short, he's a pastor. He's started some big churches. Big churches. And, you know, I forget how we got onto, but basically he was talking about his kids, how they fell away and there's no hope for them. And he said he went into free will and all that. And then I would leave this subject alone because it's a good one to turn people away if you're not careful. But I really felt led to say, hey, well, have you read Ephesians chapter 1? You know, you can believe for them, those kids to come back. We'll come back, long story short. So we got into that on the whole free will thing. And that's not even where we're going to talk about today, versus, you know, being foreordained, you know, in the sovereignty of God. And so we talked about it. And the Lord was really with me and giving me scriptures. I was really thankful for that. And then I just asked him, I said, well, do you believe in healing? Do you believe God's all powerful? And he said, well, yeah, God's powerful, but healing passed away in the with the apostles. And I said, well, explain it into the scriptures to me. Explain that. And so he did his best, and he used a few scriptures that I really didn't think matched up. And so I would read it with him. And, you know, I tell you what, the Lord has really given me, and this is not something to brag about. It's not like I went home and I was like, well, I was excited the Lord gave me verses with me and gave me boldness, but I wasn't excited that it wasn't a win. Man, I'd much rather have him come in and shed that religion and traditions of man off of him. So so long story short, we were just talking about it, and I said, well, then what about, you know, 1 Peter 2:24, by stripes you were healed, are you not? And he goes, well, that was with the apostles. They did all the laying on the hands. I said, some people only had to touch the border of the garment of Jesus and they were healed. By their faith, you know, they were healed. I said, how many times Jesus said your faith has made thee whole? I said, you know, and some people just hit the shadow of another man and was healed. I said so it's not so much that these laying on the hands, you say, I said, that is good for the elders to do that. And if one's sick, and they repent and they shall be healed. I said, yes, I agree. But, you know, long story short, now I want to say this, cause this was awesome. And then I'll get on with it. I'll be done. So, you know, I gave him a few examples of my life, read the word. I read even Romans 8:11, how we have health in our mortal bodies. Old Testament scriptures, James 5, you know, I had good scriptures, Lord was with me. And he just said to me, just like this, and we was kosher, we got a little, how you might say, like intense, but for me, that's nothing new. I see it in my trade every day, and it's just a conversation. He got a little intense, let's like call passionate. And he goes, so you're telling me right now, you could raise me from the dead. He said, you're telling me you could raise somebody from the dead. I said, no, Isaac can't. But Christ in, and Christ that liveth in me can. Yes, it's Christ that liveth in me. I said, that's who can do it. And that's who can do all these things. Thank you, Lord. I feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Anyways, and he goes, he goes, no, not possible. Not possible. He goes, no, can't happen. I said, well, suit yourself, man. I said, but I'll tell you what. It is possible, and it will happen, and it has happened. That's all I have to say about that. And we moved on. And, you know, I found a way to bring him in with a nice word, you know, to get past that. Because I didn't want him to focus on that. So it worked out great. But the thing is, he kept on saying persistently, here's where the question rises about, where I want you guys to, you know, talk about this. He says, when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away. I'm paraphrasing that. Michael, I don't even have it memorized. Where is that at? I wrote an email, but.
I was hoping you would bring it up because it slipped mine. Except, what is it, dude? 1 Corinthians 5:13-18.
Somebody
put 10. It's on 10. 1:13-10.
1:13-10.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Got it. Thank you, guys. Anyways, and he kept on saying, well, what's perfect is the Bible. Now that we have the Bible, we don't need healing. We don't need these things. It's been done away. And I'm like, well, no, I think that's talking about perfection in Christ, but also the body as well. But I don't know how to explain it much more than that. So, you know, if you guys can, I do know this, perfect in there means is teleos, which means complete labor, growth, mental, moral character, right? And that's Christ in us. So I know that's what it's talking about. And, you know, if you guys can mention this, but this is something that the Lord brought to my attention when I was reading the Bible before we got on Zoom. And it just what the Lord showed me real quick, because I was thinking about this, like, well, what do I have to say? And, you know, the Bible wouldn't, even though the books were wrote, it wasn't assembled and all put together. All, I think it's 27 books. All 27 books, might be wrong, weren't all put together until like 400 AD. So it's to somebody, not that we should look for an argument. This is not something that I'm saying, hey, keep it in your arsenal. Don't, just, you know, love. But the thing is, my point is, well, then if it wasn't assembled to then they should have been done, healing should have been okay up to that point. You know what I mean? So it doesn't even make sense. But anyways, I'll let you guys have at it. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Isaac. All right, Julie, go ahead.
Something that helps me is when you is taken people like that. You know, you're dealing with religious spirits, as I'm sure you know, and that, and then they're set in their ways and that kind of thing. But what helps me is when I look at scriptures like that, you have to look at it in context. Sometimes, you know, I've heard this little saying too. It's like, yeah, you read a couple verses before and a couple verses after to get the understanding of it, which sometimes is true. But for that particular one, you got to go to the chapter before and the chapter after. And he put love right there in the middle of all of that. And it's about the body and the gifts and growing in your gifts and all of that. So it's having to look at everything in context. And those verses are like right there about after, I'll show you a more excellent way about the gifts. And it's all about doing everything in love. And then, of course, those verses about maturity and that. So anyhow, you can't make somebody understand that. I understand, you know, that's, you got to give that up. But that's just, I would say, is just you have to look at it in context. And he has written that chapter right in the middle of the body of Christ and the gifts. So, amen.
Amen. The thing that I always do when I talk to someone like that is ask them if they believe the Word of God is the divine Word of God. You have to establish something with them first. And if they say yes, well, then if what we find out from the Word of God goes against your theology, are you willing to go with God or your theology? And when you establish that and they say yes, well, then you can talk with them. But then sometimes, like somebody said it, I don't know, I think it's David, that religious spirit gets in there. When that religious spirit gets in there, there's no talking to that. You just have to go on and said, okay, well, we'll just have to cut it off here because you don't believe the Word of God. No, you don't need to say that. But anyway, go ahead. Who was up first? You, Dave, go ahead.
I think it was Andrew.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Well, I was kind of wondering what he would have to say about 1 John 3:2, where it says, beloved, now we are children of God, and it is not yet manifested what we shall be. We know that if, and of course, that's in us and in faith, he shall be manifested. That we know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him. For we shall see him even as he is. So unless this guy already thinks he's fully manifested as a Christ, you know, what does he think about it? Or, you know, maybe this guy might have the rest of chapter 3 here where it says, hereby know we love because he laid down his life for us, And we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. And it's always good to go after that, because it says about, but whoso hath his good, hath the goods of this world, and beholdeth his brother in need. Yeah, this may have not been kitchen food that he needed there, but it was some other food that he needed. So at least Isaac really tried to do something here to give this brother who has something that he needs. But you see, if ego or something else might get in the way with it, then he doesn't want to lay down that portion of his life that he should be laying down. There's a lot of good verses here in the third chapter of 1 John. You know, like 1 John 3:16, and you know, collates very much so with John 3:16. So we want experience to lay down our life so that we can take these things to other people too. But we need that experience to go to our cross here, to lay this down before the Lord, to get rid of these things that that are fleshy, you know, the spirit of the world, the spirit of man, and come fresh and clean before the people, and even here in the fellowship here. And so I'm just saying this because, you know, this verse was just given to me yesterday, so just because of something that I asked for prayer, and so it worked out very well for me.
The question I would ask, just might be silly, but what day did the Bible come on the scene? Because I know there were people stacked up waiting to get healed by somebody before they come out with that. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Hang on. I need to get it. No, you know, that's just the kind of way. That's silly thinking. Go ahead, George.
Hey, everybody. When I get to deal with people like this, I kind of treat it like it's the last time I'm going to talk to them. And, you know, love never fails. And you might be the only person that loves them enough to tell them the bare bones truth. And I would ask them if they believe God loves them, and that if they prayed and asked God, do I hold my denomination or my ism or my system of beliefs? Is there any chance that that's an idol in my life and that I'm not seeing the truth because I've been given over to an idol? Because God will do that. He'll willfully blind somebody that wants to be blind. But if we believe we have a personal relationship with him and he's a good father and a good shepherd, why can't we just, as a child, ask him if there's any deception or anything that is making itself an idol between me and you? Will you show me and let him walk on with that? Because if they seek the truth, they'll find the truth.
Amen. Amen. All right, David, go ahead.
My supervisor, I've been talking with him for a while, trying to bring him up in things. And, you know, most people do not have most people that are on Christian societies don't have I wasn't going to say our trust and faith in the word like we do. All right. So we're always trying to bring them up into that a little bit. Well, one of the recent things that's happened is my boss is going to be leaving for a short time. So he's training somebody else to do his job. And this person he's training is the person I had difficulty with about a week ago when I was explaining the gifts and started talking about tongues. And at the end of our conversation, he says, well, I just don't think you should be saying anything out of your mouth. You don't know what you're saying. And that's his Christian belief. And so I talked to the Lord about it a little bit. And the more I started to understand what's going on here and the way his conversation went with me, this guy definitely is a religious spirit kind of a person, but we're seeing also a makings of what would be a Pharisee. And I'm not trying to label people, but that's kind of what they do. They kind of manipulate the conversation. They like to shut you down if it's not part of what they do. And they don't want you to go beyond what they got. And to do that, they have to tell you what you're doing is wrong, even though what they're saying is against the scriptures. And so here I was talking to my boss the other day, and I was talking about grace a little bit, but I was going in kind of what I'm going to be talking about on Thursday. And I had to come in and say, basically, because he's got a little bit of a liberal mindset about, hey, you know, man's really good and we're on task and, you know, this is a man's thing. And I said, well, you know, God's sovereign. He's in control of everything, your life and everything is happening around you. God scripted. He doesn't just let things happen. Things are in his control, believe me. And so you're here to find that out and come in agreement with God, not trying to, you know, hope God will do good for you, but no, pray that God is in your life and that his will is done in your life. Guys, trying to get him in that line of thought and a few other things I was talking about. And then out of nowhere, he says, well, where's the love? And I thought, wow, that's a strange question. And I got thinking, this is the kind of thing this other gentleman would have thrown at me. Like, you know, you don't have any love coming out of you. Because I'm talking truth. I'm talking straight stuff. And I kind of thought about it. And I just kind of told him, well, there's three kinds of Christians. You know, there's 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold type Christians. And I says, they're all at different maturity levels. And so you're not going to have everybody acting the same way, however you think they should be. But at the same time, I realized what's happening with the conversation is people try to make you feel uncomfortable with what you're saying. And if they feel uncomfortable with it, they're trying to say, well, you're missing the point here. You're not following like the rest of the world and you're not being very friendly and loving. And I said, you know, the reality is I would rather speak the truth and not be so concerned about somebody feeling some gushy love for me rather than give somebody some kind of gushy love and actually speak lies. And God confirmed that with me on this. And that goes on John, 2 John 1:1. I'm going to read this. This is God's love. All right. This is how God's love is. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth. And not I only, but also all they that know the truth. For the truth's sake, which abides in us, it shall be with us forever. Grace, mercy, peace shall be with us. From God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. He says, I rejoice greatly that I have found certain of you children walking in truth, even as we receive commandment from the Father. Again, this is the Lord. He gave this to me the other day when I was thinking about this and asking questions. He said, now I beseech you, lady, not as though I write you a new commandment, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is a love that we should walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, even as you heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone forth in the world, even they that confess not Jesus Christ comes in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you lose not that which you have, you know, were taught, but that you receive a full reward. In other words, don't let go of the truth. Don't compromise this. For whoever so goes onward and abides not in the teaching of Christ has not God. But he that abides in the teaching, the same has both a father and a son. If anyone comes to you and brings not this teaching, receive him not in your house and give him no greeting to him. For he that gives him greeting partakes in his evil works. Now you're thinking, well, what has that got to do with love? The reality is, if you've got two people, and then shortly after that, we and my boss get to discuss a few more things today. And I was telling him, be careful not to become a Pharisee, because that's the first thing they want to do. They want to isolate. They want to, they're always trying to come up against you. That's what you see in Jesus' day. You see in Paul, you see it against Jesus. You're seeing it happen with Stephen. But, you know, if you've got two brothers and you can come together and talk about things and not necessarily have to full understand and agree with each other, but there's no friction there. You're enjoying the conversation. You're coming to the Lord and you're enjoying the truth that you're sharing, and you're coming into more knowledge, and you have a good relationship there. That's the love of Christ. That's coming in agreement with the word. That's the fellowship you're looking for. Everybody thinks it's a gushy feeling. No, it's coming in agreement with the word of God, his commandments, and his truth, and finding the truth in that, and being satisfied that you're walking in the Lord with truth. That's the kind of love we want. That's the relationship we want with each other. That's the love that God desires. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. I agree with everything you say. And something to add to that is, we do this with grace and love. We don't do it as a hammer, like, you know, like you were talking about, Dave, like a Pharisee type of situation. We do it in grace and love and try to reason with them. And if they don't reason with them, just like George said, you know, the last time we talk, you know. That's right.
You and I and everybody else, we can talk these things out. And we enjoyed our conversation. Yeah. But when you come against a Pharisee, you feel like you're being just kind of pigeonholed, and kind of they're attacking, and they're not receiving what you've got to say. And they're calling you a cult or something like that. Well, you know what? And then they're going to blaspheme the Holy Spirit eventually, which this guy did, because, you know, they deny the gifts. So, you know, right away, know what you're dealing with. And if that's it, don't feel like you have to, you know, make this thing work, because you can't. You know, and it's not you. You're trying to have a good, you know, when you come across a good brother, you don't have that. You don't have that friction. So.
Amen. Okay, Benita.
Hi, everyone. Dave, when you were talking, you know, the revelation of what love is, that was a revelation to me. You know, just in the world, you just think the world does the way the world does. But love is keeping his commandments and in obedience in Christ. And that's a revelation for people that they just don't have. So just grace for them that they would get there. And then the other thing you were talking about when he said, well, I just don't think people should be speaking things that they don't understand. Well, that's exactly what happened in Acts. He's saying that Acts shouldn't have happened then, because that's what they were doing. And I mean, I know they all think it went away, but that was the wolves that came in and, you know, they tried to devour the truth. And we know better. I mean, obviously, it doesn't look like it to the world, but I was having that same conversation as Isaac was just going through that. I was talking to a brother of mine in my old church about tongues, and just going through that 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14, and, you know, just asking him why, you know, it says seek diligently these gifts. I'm like, well, what does that mean then? If it's saying to seek him diligently, then shouldn't I be doing that? And of course, he just said, you know, oh, that all passed away. And I said, but, you know, I didn't used to be able to speak in tongues because I didn't believe it, but I can speak in tongues now. And it's a beautiful thing. And so, and there are lots of people that can speak in tongues. So, but he said, oh, no, they're just talking gibberish and they don't know what they're saying. And I said, so you're telling me that these millions of people that speak in tongues, I mean, that you don't believe them, maybe, I'm just saying maybe you should consider it because there are a lot of people that do. So I just left it at that. But yeah, he couldn't get there because he was right where that guy is that Isaac's talking to. So that's all. Yes. Thanks.
Amen. Well, that's true, you know, and the ones who, like this guy did, says that healing passed away. Well, what's that old saying about the man with experience? You can't talk to him. You know what I'm saying? I've been healed Rian by God. I've been healed, and he'd have a hard time trying to convince me that, you know, healing passed away. So, all right, Isaac.
Hey, okay. No, all you guys are saying awesome stuff. Just really, really great stuff in the chat and, you know, over the mic. And what it is that thank God I understood what I was getting into ahead of time. And so, like I say, I knew before I met him, this would probably be my last time. So I at least wanted to leave him with the truth. You know, like I say, one man waters another one planted. Maybe he can't receive, you know, and I'm aware of that. Maybe he's a Pharisee. And honestly, right now he is. But I will say this, man, we had great conversation and I don't want to stray away from the conversation because I would ask another question, but you know, I know this, that, it says, how's it go? Basically I'm paraphrasing here, so bear with me. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, for such a one turn away. Right. And it dawned on me. So, and like, man, I ain't trying to knock this guy. Nice guy, you know what I mean? Really nice guy. We had a great conversation. We laughed, you know, made jokes and went our own ways. No big deal. But so much to the point to where he wore a Jesus hat. Now, there's nothing wrong with you want to wear a Jesus hat, wear a Jesus hat. It's a conversation starter, right? That's great. But I just seen it, and I was like, well, it just dawned in my spirit. Well, there's that form of godliness that he's denying the power thereof. So much so that when we were talking, because before I didn't want to jump in this and be like, hey, you don't believe in healing? Get out of here. You know, I didn't do that. We were just talking and I was asking about, you know, Florida. I was asking about his trees here. And he said he had an avocado tree. Now, listen to all this. He said, I had an avocado tree. Put out about 300 avocados a year. It doesn't put out any fruit no more. It just kind of withered away. It's still alive, but ain't putting out no fruit. And I said, okay. You know, and I knew what that meant to me. And then he went on talking about his mango trees, that they just completely died. And I said, okay. And then he said his grass in the backyard totally died and the weeds overtook it. And I said, I get the point. You know, I see now. and I feel bad. You know what I mean? It's terrible. But I want to say this, and he did throw this at me too. And the reason I want to ask this question, because I'm aware I may see this in the future again, and I need to know how to handle it. I felt like the Lord did his talking through me. It went really well, but I know that there's more knowledge there, right? There needs to be more. And hopefully somebody will convert. So I don't want to have these conversations for arguments. I want to win a brother. And if I can't, then, you know, first, second admonition, I'll just go on. But he used 2 Thessalonians at me with the power of miracles, which is 2 Thessalonians 2. And he goes on to say, "And then shall be revealed the lawless one whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to naught the manifestation of his coming, whose coming is according to the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceit of righteousness for them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth." And I was like, well, it didn't even bother me. I was like, you know, you don't even understand how much I agree with you right now. That's what I told him. Because I know through some of those false revivals and false things I see in the churches, that's how that manifests. It's a very sensual thing. And it's not done for the need or the love. So that got thrown at me. So I want to throw that out there, because with the whole, that which is perfect has passed away, you may see that. So just food for thought, leaving that there.
Okay, Missy. I'll say something about that after Missy.
Well, I wasn't going to really say anything about what Isaac said, just said. I was just going to kind of like tell, you know, what the Lord reminds me to do lots of times when I talk to people about healing and especially healing, you know, like you mentioned, you know, a person with experience is not at the mercy of a person with argument. And it's like, you know, how, you know, it's like, how can they argue with, you know, when you say, like, for instance, me, like what I'll say is, you know, I haven't gone to a doctor or taken medicine in 11 years because the Lord's healed me. He's been my healer, you know? And then, you know, lots of times I'll say the different things that the Lord's healed me of, you know? And I think sometimes the Lord's showing me sometimes it's not, you need to, you know, like by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed and say some of the scriptures, but they think that it's not true anymore because they haven't seen it. That's because they don't believe. And so you need to show them, you know, people who do believe do get these healings and stuff like that. And so that's just some of my thoughts on the whole thing.
Well, that's a good thought. Just think of it this way. Jesus is sitting up there interceding on our behalf. And when we don't believe and these people pray, Jesus tells the Father, don't worry about him. They don't believe in healing anyway, so you don't have to worry about them. But those like yourself, Missy, when you pray, Jesus sits up on the edge of his chair and says, here she goes, Lord, we got to do this. That's because she has faith to believe, you know. And when they don't, Jesus says, don't worry about it, Father. They don't believe in healing anyway. All right, Julie.
Something that was coming to me is, you know, when we're dealing with people who are religious, they're still in the church system and they are denying, you know, the power of God. And what was coming to me is how Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus in John chapter 3, you know, it's like, you're here, you are, you know, you're, you know, a teacher of Israel, but yet you don't have, how can I tell you if you don't understand earthly things, or however that went in about, you know, earthly things, how if I tell you spiritual things we understand? They can't understand the spiritual things because they don't have the gift of the Holy Spirit. They've got their religious blockage or whatever it is, their theology or whatever, but they can't understand, they can't receive the spiritual thing that you're trying to say is real, because they're just not there yet. They're just not there yet.
Amen. Go ahead, Andrew.
You know, in the book of John, chapter 14, 15, 16, maybe even 17, it talks about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And in three areas, it mentions it as the Spirit of Truth. So what spirit is he having here by denying that this word here is not the truth? So I found two of them. I can't remember where the third one is. And, you know, in 16 and 13, but when that one comes, the Spirit of Truth, he shall guide you into all truth, even the truth of the gifts of the Spirit. I mean, what spirit is this Spirit of Truth? When he's referencing that each time, this Spirit of Truth is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, because the Spirit and the Word agree, you know. And another one up here in 15 and 26. But when the Comforter is come, who I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth, who goeth forth from the Father, he shall witness of me, and witness ye also, because ye are with me from the beginning. So this witness is not just words coming out of your mouth. This witness got some backup. It's a witness without speaking. So, and there's another spirit of truth in there. And it's associated with the Holy Spirit and the Comforter. So maybe this person has the Spirit of Christ and he moved his thoughts. You know, I don't know if that would work, you know, if he's going to accept this apostle, John, over his theology that they taught him in school. That's kind of weird, you know. Reminds me of a time when I met an associate pastor in the bus stop over here, and I had to remind him of his baptism. And he wanted me to go to his church. This was a great revelation. And I was gone. I think I mentioned that on one of the earlier conference calls. I was too shy to go. I didn't want, if he's got to be reminded of baptism, then that's like the first thing you're supposed to remember. So, I don't know if it's just that these things come and ruin these people, or if the churches out there are becoming more and more corrupted or just fading away, you know, when they're not supposed to. They're supposed to be growing in the Lord. The Spirit of truth, you know, like, witness without speaking. And that's what happens when it manifests, when something shines forth from you, when it manifests. You didn't do it, you spoke it, but words don't change things unless there's power behind it, you know. And so I think it has to be demonstrated with power. Anyway. Praise God. Glory to God. All glory to God. Like, I'm not saying I've arrived there yet for everything, but what I would like to have is that. I want what my Lord wants me to have. I get messed up a lot. And it could be because someone else doesn't want me to have that. So that's why I come to fellowship. That's why I come for help. And I don't ask enough for help. I should ask more for prayer and more for help. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, you know, reminds me of, and I haven't arrived either, brother. So, you know, especially when I was younger, I would do a lot of the headbanging trying to convince people. But it's like, you know, once again, I'm reminded of how important it is to get into the Word, because the Word is the discerner of the thoughts, the intents of the heart. So I can actually, through the Holy Spirit and the Word of the Lord, see where the person is. Because the natural man is not going to receive the things of God, nor can he or will he. He never will. So, you know, I don't have to spend my time too much banging heads anymore. But, you know, we'll begin to discern. That's why, man, I'm reminded of, you know, even Michael, when I called him the first time I called him because I was in a little drama, he kept telling me, William, stay in your word every day. William, that's all they tell me. Stay in your word every day, William. And it was like, yeah. You know, I get it now, because the more I mean, the word, the more I can discern, and the more I can help, if because if I, you know, I don't have to bang my head as much anymore, but yeah.
Amen. Yeah, Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, concerning that blindness of the religious spirit, I think, you know, Jesus said that, you know, how can you say that you have faith when you seek to please men and not God? And I think when the word fails to have revelation of the spirit on it, when people are seeking, they're not seeking God, you know, they could be full of the word, the Logos word, and not the spirit breathed word, because their hearts are impure. And I think without religious spirit, you know, when we're really seeking the Lord and our hearts are pure, and we're running after the living God, that word comes to life, because the Holy Spirit's going to bring it to life. The Holy Spirit's going to teach us. And when we get in the word, that word's going to be life, and we're going to be taught of the Lord, and we're going to see, you know, it will be given to us of the Father. But when you have religion, and they can, just like the in Jesus's day, they knew the word so well. And like somebody said, you know, he said, how can you be a teacher and not know these things, you know? And that is a condition of the heart. So when our hearts are after God, our eyes are open. And like if somebody posted a scripture, you know, our eyes will see and our ears will hear. And we will be healed by that word. So I think a lot of it comes down to a condition of our hearts that, you know, the pure in heart see God, the pure in heart can read the word and be taught of the Holy Spirit. And it's good soil. You know, that seed, if it lands on concrete, and, you know, anytime you get around religion, you get around people pleasing man and trying to look good and sound good. It's horizontal. I think of like a religious spirit. Part of the problem is it's not vertical. It's not looking for God. Besides just being self-motivated, it's the religious were always about man seeking the highest position. So it really was never about God. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. Even though they're talking about God all the time, it's not really about that. So I just think that puts blinders on them. That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Michelle. You're right. y'all just remember where we came from. We all started out, you know, in the apostate religions. Most of us did. I suspect all of us did. And we learned as we went to trust the word of God. And because we trusted the word of God, one of my prayers at the very first of my walk was, Lord, don't let me be deceived. And he took me from the sandbox to kindergarten to junior high, you know, all the way through all these churches until he finally said, okay, that's enough. Now it's my turn. And that's where these people are. Some of them are not going to get out the sandbox. They're going to stay in the sandbox because they don't want to give up their sin. And that's basically what it is. They don't want to give up their self, their rebellious self-willed self. And to try to argue with them, in a lot of cases, I'm not going to say all cases, but a lot of cases is just unfruitful works because they're not going to change most of the time. You can sit, and that's why I always ask them. I said, do you believe that the Word of God, the Bible, is the Word of God? And if it's the Word of God, if we find something in there that goes against my doctrine, are you going to go with the word of God or are you going to go with my doctrine? That'll show you right quick where your idol is. And if you can get them to agree to that, then you've got a talking point. But if you can't get them to agree with that, then you're wasting your time. A lot of them will tell you, well, I don't believe that it is the inerrant word of God. I've had them tell me that. I had one pastor tell me that the Holy Spirit was not his, just not my ministry. And a couple of years later, he got filled with the Holy Spirit. That was awesome. That was awesome. But anyway, go ahead, Vanita.
Yeah, it just all kind of goes back to a sovereign God, doesn't it? The girl that I was walking with this summer, she diligently, she knows her Bible so well. And she would ask me, okay, tell me what I am missing that you understand now. She wanted to know what I'd learned that she didn't know. And I would tell her something and she just couldn't accept it. I said, well, you know, just go home and pray that your eyes would be open to the truth, whatever it is, you know, whether it's mine or yours, that you would know the truth, that you would, you know, you're seeking diligently the truth. And she does that. She said she does that. She wants the truth. And yet her eyes have not been opened yet. And so it's, you know, she's seeking it and the Lord will give it to her eventually, but it's on his timing. So.
Amen. It is, Benita. We're just waving by to Dave. He had to go. All right. Yes, Missy. Are you waving by or are you just holding your hand up?
Have a comment to Vanita.
Okay.
No, I was waving by the. Yeah, okay. No, I'm not going nowhere.
I don't know how you pray for her, but I would pray against, you know, if you see a particular doctrine, I pray against that religious spirit and that doctrine and bind it and all, and so that he would see the truth. You know, because those spirits are what hindering her. And as soon as she, gets that revelation and has a change of mind, those spirits will go. Yes. Pray. All right. So.
Amen. That's very true. So in that vein, I just want to ask for prayer for myself, that prayer that Michael had sent out and last week when you were all talking, just to be bold and go out and change lives and not to be afraid to do that. And I want to do that. And I know that I can do that because I have Christ in me and I have faith for that, but I think one of my stumbling blocks is Frank's healing, because I mean I know by sight, I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith, but I just keep feeling like I'm going to go out there and pray for somebody and just not going to get results because I just haven't, you know, seen results yet. And I know I shouldn't walk that way, but I just need to overcome that.
Think of it this way, Peter. Did you trust God for your salvation?
Yes.
Okay. You trusted God. It's the same God that heals. You don't do anything. It's not you. You don't have to worry about Benita healing anybody. All we have to worry about, and that's not a worry, you know, God is going to back up his word, right? That's what we have to understand. It ain't us. It's God working through us, and his God is the Holy, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen,
if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, then you've got all the power of heaven available to you. And when you, us, this whole thing, and look, when we figure out that all we have to do, it's a mechanical thing. I hate to say it that way, but it is. It's a mechanical thing. This healing thing is a mechanical thing. We just believe God's going to do it. Bless God, and it's going to happen. And I'll tell you something else. Well, I won't either. I'm going to skip that for now. But anyway, healing is just, listen, let me read something that I read in Lake Stain. He said, there is a difference between truth and fact. Facts can be seen by anybody. Fact is, Frank is in pain. Truth is truth regardless of the facts. God's word is truth. And if you stand on the truth, the facts will change. We stand on the word of God. God, you said in your word in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, Frank was healed. And if you said that, I believe it. And when I go in there and lay my hands on him, he's going to be healed, because I know that you're going to back up exactly what your word says, because you will not fail me. I am your child, and you want us to show the world your glory. And he will, every time, every time. And listen, just like I said, the facts don't prove nothing. It's the truth. It don't make any difference what you're seeing right now. You know God's doing the work. You know, and that's the vein that we have to go through. And listen, not that I have arrived by any stretch of anybody's imagination, but I know that God works through us. And when we put our hands on people or just pray, we can do it right here. We've seen it. How many times we had seen it here on this fellowship? When we pray, God answers. What our problem is most of the time is what we've put in here from other religions, traditions of men. It's what hinders our ability to heal other people. Look, when God said, man, I'm going into areas here that I'm going to have to do some explaining. I ain't ready yet. So anyway, that's what we have to do. We have to know beyond a shadow. I know when I put my hands on somebody, they're going to get healed. It don't make never mind what they say or anybody around me says. I know that when I put my hands on somebody and pray, they're going to get healed. And that's the attitude we have to have. We have to walk in that positive. We can't go up to somebody and say, well, I think if I put my hands on you, you're going to get healed. No, ain't going to work. You have to go up there and say, listen, God told me to pray for you. Did he say in his word? Didn't he say in his word, go ye out into the world and heal the sick, raise the dead, and all of that good stuff? That's what he told us. So God said for me, he told me to come over here and pray for you. Can I pray for you? Well, sure. God said. And boy, you got them in. Glory to God. You can put your hands on them. You can pray life into them. And guess what will happen? They'll walk away from 50 years of sickness. They'll walk away from whatever it is. You'll be able to give little babies back with holes in their hearts that's completely healed. You'll be able to give little boys back that had feet and ankles all messed up straight again. You'll be able to do all of those things for the people in front of you. And you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, every time you pray for somebody, glory to God, they're coming alive. And you know that the power of God is going to, there's ifs in that. Let me tell you what the ifs are. You have to be right with God. It's for all the power that you want to go through you, we have to be right with God. And that's where that holiness comes in, and humbleness and all of that works into this as well. The more power you want, the closer to God you have to get. And he'll heal people with you. Listen, he's healed people using me when I was in abject sin. But then he told me, he said, I'll deal with you later. Woo. That's like, wait a minute, let's talk about this, Lord. That's when you get right with God and you start seeing God do mighty things in your life. And listen, it is so much fun to watch somebody that has been in so much pain and so much garbage in their life and see them free, set free, just like that. And you know, just get ready for it. I mean, when you go up and you pray for somebody, get ready. Lord, God fixing to do it. I'm going to see it again. You go in there with that attitude, they'll get healed every time. Every time. That might take, if you go in there with the attitude, it's not going to be a progressive thing. It's going to be an instantaneous thing. It'll happen instantaneously. If you go in there with a progressive thing, either way, it makes no difference, but the progressive things takes a little bit longer. I've seen them get healed within the hour. I've seen them get healed within a half a day. I've seen them get healed within 2 weeks. Another guy, I saw him get healed 6 weeks later, had a broken back. He got up out of the wheelchair one day. And I had prayed for him in a Baptist church, no less, because the preacher and the youth director went out the door when I picked the boy up out of the wheelchair, started walking around claiming God's healing power on him. He didn't get up. He didn't walk right then. 6 weeks later, about a month later, I got the word. He got up and walked. But that was just me. That was on me. It wasn't on him. And that's where all of this comes down to, is we just got to stir up the spirit in us. We stir up that spirit in us, Lord of God. You're going to do some stuff, mighty wonders for God. And it ain't us. It's God. Lord of God. Somebody needs a healing right now, Lord of God. I'm ready to throw my hands on somebody. That's what I went out to the Fort Loudon with today. I said, somebody's going to run across my path, and I'm going to get him healed. Just Jesus is going to do it. We're going to have some fun today. Well, everybody was healed when I saw them today. So go ahead, Julie or Isaac. I don't know which one of you came up first. Y'all go ahead.
I'll go. Benita, I just encourage you, just put every doubt aside.
Yep.
Forget about it. Just talk to the Lord about it and just say, you know, Lord, help my unbelief or whatever. It's like, I know and I believe, and you just go out and do it. I'll just encourage you a little bit. I hope the best times I had in ministry with administering healing to people was complete strangers. They didn't know me from anything. Family, sometimes they look at me as like, well, that's just Julie, you know, what's she talking about, you know? And, you know, it's just Jesus could not do many mighty works in his own hometown, remember? So don't feel bad about that. There's reasons why we don't understand why God does what he does. But he has used me to pray for my family, my sisters at times, and my brother. They allowed me to do that. I know they manifested their healings. And I know with my sister, she didn't keep it, but was that my fault? You know, you just got to get rid of any kind of anything the devil's thrown at you of doubt and unbelief. One of the first times I did it, I was at a farmer's market, and I had been going to this farmer's market for a while, and I kind of had built a rapport with this one particular woman who was a vendor there. And one day she was there and she had a head covering on her head, but she wasn't a religious person. She just said she liked how they looked, and she was just playing around with things, and she was, you know, so anyhow, we were just kind of talking and everything. And then I ran into her another time, and she had her hand all bandaged up and like wrapped with gauze and all that stuff. And I was like, well, what happened to your hand? She told me she had an accident at work, and she cut herself, and she cut it really bad. And she hadn't been able to go to the doctor yet. And I said, well, can I pray for you? And she's like, yeah. And she immediately just put out her hand to me, and I took it and I just prayed over her, and I just spoke healing to her hand. I don't remember what I said, but she said, I felt tingling going up and down my arm. And I never saw her again after that. So I can only assume that she got the manifestation, you know, but many, many, many times it's like God used me to pray for people and I never saw them again. There was another gentleman I prayed for on my way to work, and we were kind of friends, just talking about the Lord and that kind of thing. And he was telling me, you know, he was a dishwasher and he had to be on his feet all day, and, you know, he had to go, and but he had a pain in his shoulder. And he said, I think it's arthritis. And I said, well, can I pray for you? And he said, yeah. So I laid my hand on his shoulder with his permission. I prayed for him. I command the pain to go. I command arthritis to go and all that. I ran into him, I don't know if it was that day or the next day. I said, how's your shoulder? And he goes, it left about 5 minutes after you prayed for me. And I haven't had any trouble. He never had any trouble after that. So, you know, just do it knowing it's Jesus, you know, he's in you. And ask God to bring you somebody, you know, take baby steps, just go out there and encourage, you know, to encourage yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be anything. It can be your, you know, Nick, you know, he's got, you know, something, you know, just, he has faith, right? And I know that the Lord's healed him and different things. You just keep practicing on each other. I would practice on Missy and Marilyn and, you know, my other sisters, Barbara, we'd pray for each other and practice on each other. How else are you going to do it? You know, it builds up your faith. It builds up your faith. So just put all that other stuff behind you and step out. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Does anybody know why did Jesus heal? Why did Jesus heal? If you can remember that, why Jesus healed, it's going to be easy for you. What do you say, Claire? The reason that Jesus healed is compassion. That's what it says in the Word of God. It's compassion. If he had compassion then, what makes us think that he doesn't have that, if not more compassion now? To heal, to deliver, to set free God's people. All right. Go ahead, Isaac.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still laughing. Anyway. Not you. Oh, your comment. Anyways,
what are you laughing at me for? I'm kidding you, Isaac. Go ahead. I know what you're laughing at. I saw it.
No, it's all right. That was awesome, Michael. Listen, what you had to say, and Julie, it's so right. You know, God knows how to grow us, and he knows how to grow us incrementally too. I heard a guy actually, Lester Summerall. I used to go to this big TBN church. And Rod Parsley, big old church. And now I don't agree with what they do, but that's okay. But the thing is this, that's where I come out of. He did say this, and it made sense to me. And it said, if you can't have faith for a donut, faith for a cake. And you know, the thing is, that's okay, because he's growing us up incrementally. You know what I mean? Wait a minute.
What did you say? Your audio messed up about the time you said that.
Okay, so I guess Lester Summerall said to Rod Parsley, if you can't have faith for a donut, you can't have faith for a cake, right? And I know that's not in the Bible.
Well, it could be.
What I'm trying to make is, you know, God's growing us all up incrementally, and I want to tell Benita this, because it happened to be a failure of mine, but I think it will bring glory to him. And it really stuck with me ever since. I remember I had this chicken, this sick little chicken, and it was a lab chicken, but it was like sick, and I didn't want it to die. And we prayed over it. And it did die. And, but it lasted a long time, man. It lasted in rain and bad weather, and it lasted. And I was fighting in there, believing. I mean, for days it wouldn't die, and then it finally died. And I was like, gosh, that. And I prayed the Lord about it. And that night I had a dream, and I'll say this real quick, and I hope it's blessed you. That's what I'm aiming for here. Anyways, the Lord said this to me. I was sitting there, and in this dream, and this loud noise came over, the voice of God, and he spoke. Now, and I've mentioned this before on here, when God, listen, sound waves, he's not bound by sound waves. Man, it's everywhere. It is everywhere. Like, if you hear to the right, if you hear somebody talking on the right, you know what direction. Well, everything, he's not bound by direction. So it's just so all-consuming. Just like Peter, when Peter fell on his knees because he heard the voice out of heaven when him, James, and John went up there when Moses and I forget who else, they came down with Jesus, and he was a bright light. And God said, hear ye him. Anyways, it was like that. Even it brought Peter to his knees. Well, in my dream, it was so loud. Man, I fell down to the ground. I really did in my dream. And he said, Isaac, believe the words that I have spoken and you will receive it. Believe the words I have spoken. And that's exactly what he said to me. Man, I never forgot it. And going on to a little point, just like, you know, I'll keep it at that. I just, don't worry. I think everybody's got awesome stuff to say. Just cast those thoughts down. I'm continuing to cast it all down too. I do it daily. Cast doubt and unbelief down. I mean, as soon as it comes up, boom, it's gone. I cast them down, and thank God for that ability to give us that mind of Christ. But hey, man, you know, anyways, God bless. Thank you.
Amen. I just want to quote one verse here. First, why Jesus came, what did he come to do? 1 John 3:8 tells us that he said, to this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What's the works of the devil? Sickness, possession, all of those things are works of the devil. That's what he came to destroy. That's another point you can bring to this pastor or anybody else, far as it goes. But whether they listen or not, that's the answer. All right, go ahead, Theo.
Hey, y'all. I just had a quick prayer request for my sister, Jennifer. I was actually talking to her just a few minutes ago for a short while. She is currently 8 weeks pregnant, and she said she's been feeling very weak, no energy at all whatsoever, because her iron is very low, but it seems to be extremely low because she's taking supplements and it's not helping. And so she's just waiting it out until she sees her doctor. So I just wanted to lift her up in prayer. Father God, I lift up my dear sister Jennifer and that precious baby that's growing in her up to your throne of grace. And I ask, Father God, that you show her your mercy and, Father God, restore her health and her energy levels through this pregnancy, Father God, so that she can be a happy pregnant mama taking care of little Estella, Father God, as they await for the arrival of this baby. Father God, I bind up any spirits of infirmity, low iron levels, any evil spirits working against her health and her blood work, trying to interfere and cause her more stress in the name of Jesus. And I command, Father God, for a restoration of her energy and her health and a beautiful pregnancy for my dear sister. Thank you, Father God, for the salvation that you're working in that family and that you're bringing them into the kingdom. And thank you for increasing our faith here as we continue to hold them in our hands of prayer and lift them up before your throne of grace and praise your mighty name, Father God, for the wonderful work you're doing in both families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We hook our faith up with Lana, and we commanded, we decree it is so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing this for Jennifer and the baby in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I have a prayer request. My grandpa, he goes to another church. One of his friends that go there, he used to be a greeter at Meyer, and he passed away. And his dad goes with him there to the church, and he called him up, and he didn't answer the phone. And his dad went over to his house and opened the door and found him dead.
Okay, you want to pray? We'll leave with you, brother.
Heavenly Father, we just come for this family, and we just hope they trust in you, and we know that they will trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, let this tragedy be turned into something good. And we thank you for it, Father, that you would bring all of them to you, Lord. Open up their hearts to receive, Lord, and grant repentance to them if they're not saved. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, give them peace in their heart in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, we're out of time, man. We've had fun tonight. Thank you, Isaac, for that question. It was a good one. I think Dave Nelson is scheduled for Thursday night, I think. And I think he sent me his outline, and I'll send it out to everybody probably either tonight or in the morning. So y'all be blessed. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Geneva. Go ahead, Geneva.
Hey, Brother Michael. Sorry. I just wanted to say a prayer real quick for Jennifer, Lana's sister. Dear Lord, thank you, Father, for being with her, Jesus. I ask, Lord, wherever she's at right now, Father, that you just come over her, God, and give her energy, Lord. Completely restore her, Father. We rebuke anything being spoken over her, Jesus, whatever the doctor says or whoever it may be, Lord. I ask, Father, that something in her heart, Lord, just triggers her not to listen to it, Father, and to keep on going and knowing, Lord, that this baby is going to be completely fine. And Lord, she's going to be healthy and perfect, or he, she, whatever, Lord, you know. And Father, same for the mama. And Lord, let her just be encouraged. And I just thank you, Father, that her iron is perfect in Jesus' name. And that God, she has this energy to eat all kinds of good vegetables and fruit and things that will just naturally help her as well, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, for taking care of this precious baby. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Spinach, that's got a lot of iron in it. Remember Popeye? Amen. Lord, we just thank you for another good night. And Lord, I ask and I pray, Father, that everybody here gets a good night's sleep or the rest of the day be blessed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Good night.